understanding. You're doing your revision now?
I have done.
Okay, so...
11 pages.
But that's just a little bit more than 10, right? And I think what happened was the Kaushik, when he...
What has changed?
Yeah, Kaushik, when he did his revision, he closed to... He forgot to close one of those parentheses for emphasize.
Okay.
And that made everything emphasized for the rest of the paper. Right. But that's easy to fix, and I know that if you don't emphasize, then we fit in 10 pages. Because the previous version actually fit in 10 pages. So... I think that's also because of the emphasize.
Oh, okay. That means so. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Other than that, I think this paper...
This is with the deliberately, right? It's fine.
What? Oh, you know what might have happened? I think this is because of the conflicts when Kaushik updated his copy. These are symbols that you get for, you know, when you have conflicts.
Mm.
So this section has conflicts in it. In which we need to resolve. And maybe that's one of the reasons why the size went over, because you have both versions of the conflict. Okay, so I guess you know, either you can leave those conflicts in there and I can resolve them, or
I haven't studied this section yet, so maybe you can.
I can resolve the conflict.
This section, yeah.
Okay,
this section 4. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll resolve the conflicts and then commit again.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I think this is pretty much done. The only thing remaining is your practice talk. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I will take a deep look today and each word and take it.
Yeah. Look at the whole thing again. I'm going to do a full review after Ming's revision as well. And anyway, you probably need to read this paper 4 or 5 times before you do your presentation, just to make sure that you have all the details in your mind. And go through the whole paper, see if there are any errors.
So after Ming's revision, we can submit it today, right? Finish it first.
Yeah, I mean, whenever Ming is done, whenever he has the time to finish it, then... What is the deadline for the 6th of November? And today is what? 2nd?
Today is 2nd.
2nd. So we have a couple more days.
Should we align these figures to help? Now they are kind of in place, I guess.
They are in place, yeah.
Yeah. This is what you want? Okay, so this part. If this is what you want, that's fine.
So you're saying that we should align it to the top?
Yeah, then I'm best. I think that looks better.
Looks better, yeah.
Including this figure here. Figure 3.
Yes, we could do that, yeah. Okay, so once I resolve the conflicts, you can do your revision, and maybe you at that time you can move the figures to the top as well. And afterwards, you know, Sajeev and I will do final revisions and send it out. Okay. All right. So I guess
you asked me to change the references, right?
Yeah, the references.
Okay.
Okay. Make sure that you put all the names in there. No, because now this is the final version. And in fact, we can actually save space on the references by making it footnote size. So I think we have many ways to save more space if needed. Anything else about the paper? I think some of the figures can be improved.
Okay, one thing I didn't understand is that first, in this line that you say, I mean, we discussed that instead of CPU high-level approach like CPU, memory, disk, or network bundle, we could use specific approaches like cache size, processor architecture, operating system design.
Mm-hmm.
So in response to that, we say that while other system resource properties may influence an application's performance, our target goal is modeling for a system in which these properties prevail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not clear about what you mean.
Something is wrong with that sentence. Yeah, this is something got messed up by me or Kaushik, I don't know. But it should say these properties.
In any way, what should be the answer to this question?
The answer is that we are assuming that the cache sizes, the processor architecture, all those remain constant. And if they change, then this model will have to be rebuilt.
Okay.
Yeah. We could have alternate response also. Or in addition to this response, we can possibly say that we could say that the model could be further improved by taking these into account, but we want to retain the level of abstraction as high enough so that administrators can use this model easily. Another response, we could also say that this model can be further expanded to take these parameters into account, and these are all potential responses, but you know, at this point we are not trying to get our paper accepted, so we can say things freely if we wanted to, right?
No, I think that's a valid question for from the audience in the talk.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. So I guess what? All of the above?
But in a dedicated host, those parameters remain constant, right? You cannot change really. If there are multiple hosts and several VMs on the distributed environment, then those cases prevail, I guess.
So I guess you can dodge the question by saying cross-platform prediction is not for this
exact
kind of, yeah, your future work.
Mm. Well, actually, we do make a statement somewhere that I think
in section 2, in the end,
where we say discussing about the camera-ready version.
Oh.
And so I think we are pretty much close to done. Ming is going to do his revision next. And once that occurs, Sajib and I will take a final look and then send it out.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, there was one question about that we are currently discussing. Maybe we can address it better in the paper about the use of architecture-specific properties of the platform. Such as cache size, processor architecture, and how those influence our model. So, what else is there?
Operating
system type. So one thing which we could say is to be very defensive that we are not addressing those parameters and we are not addressing cross-platform predictions. We can also be more open and say that, well, we could potentially use these parameters and expand our model.
But I think the bigger picture is just that question will be those things are difficult to control, and typically the system administrators don't configure individual cache size and etc. So that probably we can say that okay, we are mostly focusing on the high level parameters that are typically controlled by the system administrator and not focusing on the low level, very low level system parameters.
Yeah. true, but I mean, if the reviewer, or rather if the audience has a comment saying that these are important to take into account, I think we need to have, I mean, although they cannot be controlled, perhaps their influence is still significant to ignore them altogether, right?
Yeah. So other way you can say that, okay, we can consider those parameters in our future research, but to improve our accuracy. Because at the end, accuracy matters. If the accuracy would have been really bad, then you have said, okay, we need really those parameters.
So for instance, you know, how do we create a model that also takes into account, for instance, cash competition?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because cash is not easily controlled in virtualized environments, and I believe that there are some new machines where you can explicitly partition the cache across VMs. Right? Ming may actually know more about this.
What is the VCT extension?
It's not part of the extension. It's just some new features available in the processor. We can associate
cache with specific
core, not just with VM.
So on VM suite, it doesn't have to flush cache line or maintain the cache.
If you are applying a VM to a core, then that solves the problem. But there's also research going on actually allocate cache space to different core machines, but that's still just research.
Yeah, so I mean, you're talking about the case in which the cache is shared across cores, but there are some architectures where the L2 caches are actually independent across the cores. Then I guess we do not have such a concern. So we could make such statements. For instance, we can say that future with multi-core caches will also be separated out, and maybe they will not be so much cache contention.
But there'll still be shared cache. Maybe probably it's L1, but shared L2.
Mm-hmm.
Shared L3.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's new feature in the processor that allow you to position the L2 or L3 shared cache across cores.
Mm-hmm.
You can associate the part of the cache to a specific core.
Yeah. Well, now you can allocate a core to the VM, and that way you could control it.
Yeah, I think we can make our description richer by bringing in some discussions along those lines. So Ming, maybe you can do that during your
review. But I think that's a too complex question. I mean, cache is just one of the problems there. The operating system, the version operating system, and even the parameters in the operating system.
Not the architecture itself.
Yeah, so
I think the cache is probably one of the most important of these questions, because even if we say that we build architecture specific and assume that x86 architecture instruction set, it's not such a bad assumption.
That's okay.
But the cache is there for real, and it is being shared by these applications that are running, and we are not accounting for that. And in fact, the question is, how do we build a model that introduces cache competition?
I think about how to come up with one or two definitions. Okay.
Yeah, I think that would be very useful, and I think it will strengthen our paper too.
Okay.
And it will also give us some concrete answers when you go for your talk. And I think that there will be questions, because HPCA is architecture, guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so they will bring it up, I think. Although the reviewers also brought it up, but they were, you know, generous enough to let us pass, but who knows what the audience is going to do, right? So
I guess bottom line, the next there is a way to allocate cache space. Mm-hmm. We have low control over how cache is, how the competition affects the cache, right? And then the performance, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the other projects that we're doing, I was involved in the conversation just before this, actually addresses exactly the problem of cache competition and cache allocation, and how to create a model that blocks, how to create a model using techniques that block a certain portion of the cache, right?
Mm-hmm.
By using additional application. Just like we have an additional application to introduce IO competition,
mm-hmm.
you can use the same or a different application to introduce cache computation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build your model based on how much cache is actually, the number of misses in the cache.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what you can do is vary the amount of cache that is competing with the application,
mm-hmm.
so that you change the amount of misses and then observe the performance.
Mm-hmm.
And then during actual execution of the application, you can observe the cache misses
mm-hmm.
and predict the performance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But to be able to do that, you need to run the application with different cache computation during the data collection.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we have another, let's say, parameter, which is an observable parameter, which is the L2 cache miss rate, or whatever is available from the performance counters.
Okay.
So we could talk about moving or expanding in that direction as well,
mm-hmm.
right, to make our model more comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
And we could also say that, well, future architectures may be that you can more easily partition cache. So in the partition case, in the non-partition case, we can talk about both cases.
Okay.
So Ming, you can add whatever you want to, and then maybe we can I can revise afterwards. So yeah, I think that will give enough information about how to. I think that also makes the paper more comprehensive.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think there are some figures that can be improved in quality.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the figure one. Right.
Yeah. Can
be
made
kind of okay. Yeah.
I think it's all right, but it can be maybe made more nicer looking.
Yeah. Probably. Label.
What do you submit? Do you submit a PDF file or do you give them a source file?
PDF, no, just PDF.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they are not going to do any of our work.
Okay.
Yeah, like journals, they sometimes will redraw your figures, but these guys are not going to do that.
That's why it's called camera writing.
Yeah, so that's one figure, and then there's also the algorithm figure.
That it changed, actually. Yeah, it changed to what you suggested, ill or Easter.
Yeah. I think it's okay. I think both figures are okay. And we can make both of them look a little bit nicer, but it's not necessary. Okay, so I think we are done with this discussion. Let's try to send it out within the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are we discussing next?
Maybe the future submission.
Sure. Yeah. Hey.
Why are you here? I tried to park in this parking lot. I do not get.
No, it's not.
So,
it's really
so
hard.
I have to go back to the Panther garage. And
yeah, I was really lucky when I came. Somebody was just leaving, so I got the parking lot. So I can make some late to it. Yeah. I think if we come after 10.
Yeah, there's no way. Very, very hard. Yeah. You have to wait for a long time unless you get lucky. Okay, so next submission. What is the next submission?
Either the workshop or evening.
I guess we should talk about the workshop, right?
Uh-huh.
The more closer deadline. So, it is possible that the workshop deadline gets extended.
So no one gets
a few more days.
I don't think so.
No.
No. Or it was three. Remember? They already extended to 10.
Oh, they already extended
it.
Okay, yeah. So, well, in that case, we...
But I think if they don't receive too many papers, they would probably extend.
It is possible, yeah, but two extensions are rare. Okay, so...
Only thing you can do is you can just write an email to the workshop organizer. I submitted on 12th, so give me two more days. I'm submitting this paper.
Yeah. So there's this alternate workshop called VEE.
But it's
not
a workshop anymore, it's a conference.
It's a conference?
It's a conference. It's a big conference now.
It's
pre-competitive.
I see. Yeah, but it became very popular really quickly, right? I think it started just 3 years ago or for 2 years.
3 or 4 years. Yeah, but this is the only conference that is focusing on virtualization.
What is the full name?
Virtual Execution Environment.
You know, I was looking at the call for papers, it's pretty
digital. Okay. So that may be something for us to think about next year.
Next year, probably.
Okay.
Actually, it's in the same time. I mean, it's not, even if it's 2020 and I could target for VEE, but it's just ninth of.
I see, yeah. Okay, so for the workshop papers, where are we at? I mean, we had some discussion last time.
We have discussion, but we have to start the writing.
Okay. So, that's, but have we talked about the structure?
Yeah, we talked about the structure.
Okay. So,
mostly focusing on the SLA model, right?
Mostly focusing on the SLA model.
Okay. Yeah, the focus is on the modeling of the profit maximization
or revenue expansion.
Revenue maximization and discussion of how this problem maps to known problems, how much it does, how much it doesn't.
How much it doesn't.
And I think then we go on to provide a new algorithm.
New algorithm.
Okay, so, yeah. So where are we at in terms of the writing?
I have written up something, but it's not concise.
Mm-hmm.
I have the algorithm also.
Okay.
But I think that I have to modularize the algorithm.
Yeah, we talked about some of the changes.
Changes.
Okay.
So that needs to be, I need to start it.
Okay.
But I can parallelize, I mean, for example, I will finish first the algorithm itself,
mm-hmm.
and I will probably forward it to Kaushik,
mm-hmm.
and then I will start the write-up about the problems and study of the
model.
Of the model.
Yeah. Okay.
So once those two things are ready, I can independently work on the experimentation.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like the time is
pretty short. Yes,
pretty short.
Experimental, we're mostly talking about the simulation. Don't try to run real experiment on this one.
No, but I have to implement the algorithm first.
Yeah.
So what are we having now?
It's a workshop co-located with HPC.
What's that?
It's the 10th of November. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, even if we are not able to make it to this workshop, maybe there are some other workshops that we could still go ahead and submit to. Right. So we can keep...
But it's good that if we do that, we will already have something ready for the using function.
Yeah, yeah.
Business saving.
Yeah, very true. And in terms of the USENIX submission, we have another concern there, right? Because the deadline is December 15th.
Yeah, deadline is December 15th?
Yeah.
No, it's actually January 15th, but you have to do it December 15th.
Oh, yeah, okay, because it will be done.
I will be gone on 20. I'm here until 27th, but
okay.
Yeah, but I might actually leave town on 17th or 18th.
Okay.
And I guess the other, you know, it's very hard to make any progress
after 17th. Absolutely.
So we need to do these things anyway for that deadline. So I guess we should get started.
Mm-hmm.
For workshop, how long is the workshop paper? Look at that.
8 pages, 2 columns, ACM format.
That's a lot.
And this is the first time workshop. This is the first time they're doing this workshop, or have they done this before?
I haven't seen.
I think it's the first time workshop, if I'm not mistaken.
What's the name? High performance virtualization architecture.
something like who's organizing?
Some VMware.
Are you attending HPC?
I don't have time. Our representative is going there, so I don't need to go. Yeah, there are too many deadlines in January. I can't take time. I would like to go because I think there are a whole bunch of IISc folks who are going to come. It's being organized by IISc people. And I just visited them. We are thinking of setting up some collaborations with those folks. And this conference is actually ideal for me to go.
Whom will you know? I know only George.
Matthew.
Okay. I know
John. Yeah, Matthew and
Jan
are the two people. I had a visit.
John knows me very well, actually.
Yeah, he's very nice.
Yeah.
But he's very opposed to international collaboration. I don't want to collaborate. His reason is very interesting, that he thinks that if there is a paper which has Indian university and then American university, he feels that the credit goes to the American university. So he doesn't collaborate with the international universities on basic things. I don't know if you've collaborated with him.
No.
But it's nice, it's a very good workshop. Maybe you can talk to some of these people. I'll give you some names.
Okay.
Of IISc folks. And
I think Matthew, I heard the name. I think he's in the program committee chairman.
He's a program chair or the general chair.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So 8 pages, you have to write a lot. So you have to start working now.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Yes.
We have a problem with our zip file for project number 1, and we send it again and we still have problems. I have it on my flash drive. Just go with the red copy one.
Yeah, just coordinate with GMLing directly.
Do you know where lock is that?
No, actually, I don't know. Yeah, but correspond with them on email and set up a time where you guys can meet.
Okay.
I did get your code, by the way. I could open your zip file.
Okay.
I'm not sure why he's been having problems.
So, okay, just for that. Right.
Just check with him directly because he's going to grade yours. And
okay, I just don't want to have minus points taken off for the lane.
Yeah, no, that shouldn't happen.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I would say even if you do not have time to run the simulation, you can try to submit because sometimes if it is a early workshop, like first workshop kind of thing, they may not get that many papers, and without just the algorithm and the modeling may work up for the workshop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For workshop, it's okay to kind of have a strong evaluation.
Okay.
Let's save it for the conference.
But our focus is mainly on the modeling.
Yeah.
And
so, I'm saying try to submit something for the workshop because I really like you to submit there because workshop is a good chance, as I told you, workshop is a good chance to interact with the people.
Yeah.
So.
And also, since it's organized by VMware folks, you can possibly make some contacts.
Yeah. Because you're putting your name. Yeah. So, to write the algorithm, I would say, try to write the algorithm, give me the algorithm like a witness for Thursday.
Yeah,
I have a submission deadline on Thursday. After that, I'll
try. Okay. Okay, so I guess so I could help with the introduction part, maybe. And after Kaushik does the revision on the algorithm, I can take over.
Okay, so I will first write the algorithm, then I will go to the model.
Yeah, and I think Ming can probably help you with the modeling to Knapsack and how that maps, and I think that would be sort of interesting part of this paper, I feel.
So, do you want to do that? I thought you hate Knapsack.
No, I think we want to actually... Do you hate Knapsack? Is that true? Yeah, No, what we were discussing last time, I don't know if you were here or maybe I had a personal discussion with the people. We were discussing that I think the paper's value will actually be improved substantially if we can model the problem and actually try and map it to variants of NAPSAC, right? And we talked about...
Or even other than NAPSAC.
Even other than NAPSAC. And let's say that we are able to actually map it, which I don't think we can, from what I've seen so far with the variants of NAPSAC that Sajeev has been looking at. Even if we cannot map it, we can still talk about why we cannot map it, right? And I think that's a contribution because, you know, one of the things that you guys pointed out right at the beginning, well, it looks like NAPSAC, right? Or maybe some variant of NAPSAC. And I think it's a good contribution to show where that mapping does not work out and why we need something new.
Okay. What do you think about that? At least I can come up with some references.
Yeah.
Can you create an online first so we can work in parallel? What about the outline of the paper? Sorry? The outline of the paper.
Yeah, I have the outline ready.
You have outline ready.
And you also added something to the SVN, right? You added the outline
to
the
outline and some introduction, some contribution.
Okay.
What's the repository?
It's in the repository, but I will do it and
not
the
outline.
Okay. So, okay, that sounds good.
And for Unix, what are the experiment you need to run? Because that's another thing.
I need to do a whole bunch of complete different sets of experiments. Like, what's
the objective for Unix?
Objective for Unix is more global view, like everything. I mean, first, SLA based maximization, and also the dynamic updation of the model. That's remaining.
Dynamic updation. Okay.
Those two things, and combined everything, our NN model, dynamic updation of the model, and with the SLA model. What is the global picture, something like that.
Okay.
And evaluation with the real benchmarks.
Exactly. Web server specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have the benchmark setting and everything ready or not yet?
Not yet.
A little bit tight though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the good thing is that the whatever you're going to do for the workshop will also get used in the Unix.
Yeah.
I mean we need to really have a dedicated discussion on the online updating, which we haven't really discussed all that much yet. So
let's say that after 10 we will discuss about the algorithm, we will discuss about the updation of the model.
Yeah, I agree. So let's try to get this part out of the way so that we can focus on the other part. All right, that sounds
okay.
And about those experiments, because I was last week I was doing some experiments. You know, just that Sysbench CPU experiment, because that some reviewer asked why didn't you do the profiling to monitor to reason why increasing CPU IOPS is actually helps improving the performance. But what I did is that because in my machine it was hard to set up a profile, so I did it in another machine. So, but in that machine, actually the performance, the Sysbench CPU performance remained the same as you change the CDIOP.
The anomaly is not observed.
There
anomaly
is not observed.
Now, in the older machine, I mean, I was telling you that you could take instantaneous CPU utilization, but it could also be because of L2 cache misses. Right? I mean, that could be playing have some impact on the performance.
Yeah.
Right. So, which we are not taking into account in our model, and maybe that's one of the missing elements of our model.
So we haven't really addressed that question. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I tried to map it to another machine, but in another machine there is no anomaly. It actually shows what you expect intuitively.
So maybe you can say that in the paper. We have to have some kind of response to that question. We have promised that.
We haven't promised that. We said that we will explore that possibility of using performance counters.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What we did promise was the standard deviation numbers which we have added. Mm-hmm. So I agree that maybe we should say something along those lines to say that, okay, we tried the same setup in another platform and actually this anomaly was not observed. I think that's good to share. And maybe, do we have any performance counters at all for this older machine? Do we have, for instance,
the performance counters, but the problem was installing the profile.
What's the problem?
O-profile, installation of O-profile in the Zen kernel.
This is the same regardless of the hardware?
No.
So what's the problem in that?
Hardware or the kernel itself? The problem was that you install O-profile correctly, that's not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But when you run off control, it says that the CPU is falling back to that timer mode.
What does that mean?
I tried to Google it, but I didn't find any possible explanation.
And it doesn't give you any information at all? I mean, no profile information?
No profile information.
Uh-huh.
So have you changed your machine completely, the basic
machine?
So you have to run all the new modeling and everything again on the new machine?
No, it's not for this paper.
For the using paper, I'm talking about.
Using paper, anyway, we have to do new set of experiments.
Okay, because we are changing the application.
We are changing the application.
Okay.
So just even creating the models will have to be completely done again, right? Because we are in fact going after a new problem, which is the online updating of the model.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be quite a squeeze even for the Usenix paper. But let's target December 15, because after that it's going to be hard to do anything reasonable at all. Yeah, usually that's my experience with using papers. In all the previous experiences, we include those additional 20 days of the Christmas vacation, which is not a good idea, as we hardly anything gets done in that time. Okay, so let's get started then, and maybe while you work on the algorithm and so on, I can help with the introduction.
Okay,
and at least write some of those things up. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you.